Welcome to the Church of Texas as I bring the recitation of Stephen's message to the priest and those that were in there that they accused him of doing things that wasn't proper. So this is what Stephen said. This is a great oracle of what Stephen had said. He said, "Men and brethren, fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, Get thee out of your country, from your kindred, and come into the land which I shall show you. And then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan. And from there, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land, Canaan, where ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on it. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And God spoke on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil for 400 years. And to the nation of Egypt, to whom they shall be in bondage, will I judge, said God, and after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs moved with envy, and sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him, and delivered him out of all of his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there was a famine over the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no food. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first, and at the second time Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. And then sent Joseph, and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred. There were 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, and he and our fathers, and were carried over to Sychem, and laid in the sepulchre that Abraham had bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, when God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose, which did not know of Joseph. So the same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they were cast out their young children to the end that they might not live. Now in which time Moses was born, was exceedingly fair, and nourished up in his father's house for 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was a full 40 years old, he came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he had supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they did not understand. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they were fighting, and would set them apart from one another, saying, Sirs, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Will you kill me as you did that Egyptian yesterday? And then Moses fled at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in the flame of a fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then Moses trembled and did not behold. And then said the Lord to him, Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have seen, and I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning. And I am come down to deliver them, and now come, and I will send you into Egypt. Then Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made you ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the flaming bush. And he brought them out after he had showed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. Now this is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you your brothers, like unto me, him shall you hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from back from them, and into their hearts they turned back again to Egypt. saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. And so they made a calf in those days and offered a sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and he gave them up to the worship of the host of heaven. It is written in the book of the prophets, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle, Moloch, and the star of your god, Rephaim, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that it had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles when God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon, the son of David, built him a house. How is it the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands? As says the prophet, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has not all my hands made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? And they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on them with their teeth. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, and they ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep and died.